David Bow, and Corporate Director of Business and Environmental Services for North Yorkshire County Council.
Perfect. So just first of all, tell me a bit about the plans to help with congestion in Harrogate and Knaresborough.
Well, where we are at the moment is we're looking at the significant problems that everybody's identified of congestion in Harrogate and Knaresborough, and considering the best way forward. So the proposal at the moment is that we go out to consultation, and we'll be making a decision on effectively what to go out to consultation on, and whether to indeed, in December, about the 15th of December. But it will first be considered at a Harrogate Area Committee meeting on the 7th of December. To look at the two extremes, effectively, one would simply be demand management type approaches only, so trying to get people out of the cars, onto foot, onto bikes, into buses, on one side, and on the other would be the construction of a relief road for effectively the northeastern side of Harrogate, which again has been discussed in the past. Interestingly, there is a combination of the two, and that'll be a consultation option, I suspect, if we do go out to consultation, where you combine a relief road type approach, constructing something alongside demand management type approach.
And I mean, the relief road could possibly be connected to Bolton Lane as well. So we were talking about how, yes, it will help the people that are on Skipton Road, Weatherby Road. However, it could have an opposite effect of the people that live on Bolton Lane, especially.
It can. Any proposals of this sort of nature, when you're talking of introducing something new and quite significant like a relief road, there are a variety of options. And as a consequence of the options, inevitably, certain people are more adversely affected than others, and others gain greater benefit, etc. So one of the key problem areas within Harrogate is indeed Skipton Road, and the community of Bilton at the moment are effectively landlocked by Skipton Road. The real question is, if we build a relief road, particularly in a relief road, would the benefits of connecting that relief road to Skipton Road via Bilton Lane be a significant benefit, or enough of a benefit, to mitigate the adverse impact on the residents of Bilton Lane?
If the relief road option was to be chosen and put into place, you have said that it could reduce almost half the amount of traffic that we do see on the roads.
Indeed, the computer modelling at the moment indicates that in the best cases that we can reduce the traffic flows on Skipton Road by 40%.
That's a massive number. Like, that would make a massive difference to people commuting.
In traffic management terms, it is incredibly significant. We don't normally talk about those numbers. It's normally a handful of percent, 4 or 5%, but for something to reduce by 40%, it just demonstrates why people are using Skipton Road at the moment. So yeah, it would be fantastic.
And I mean, do you think now sort of almost the right time to be putting these things into place, only because it's a massive talking point? You know, it's something that goes on in I'm presuming your office, my office, everyone talks about traffic. You know, I was stuck in traffic this morning, or it took me an hour and 20 to get home last night. It's always a talking point.
It's a real dilemma. I mean, for me, in my profession, I get challenged all the time about why aren't we addressing congestion in Harrogate particularly. There's a couple of pushbacks, and one simply is, well, everybody should get out of their cars and cycle more and walk more, and that is particularly with regards to doing those day-to-day things, not for leisure. It's actually, will you go to work by that mode of transport? You know, will you do your shopping by that mode of transport? And I think that's the key challenge. But inevitably, the other opportunities are to create more road space. Now, as people get concerned that creating more road space generates more traffic, but it does distribute traffic significantly differently. Because what you've got in Harrogate is the vast majority of journeys are from within that area. They're either travelling within Harrogate, or they are starting at Harrogate, finishing somewhere else, or starting somewhere else, finishing in Harrogate. So these aren't people trying to drive from one side to the other. They're actually trying to use the facilities in the town.
And I mean, the funding for these packages, for both of them, where would the funding come from?
The vast majority of the funding would inevitably come from government, and so as a consequence, whenever you're bidding for this sort of resource, you have to have a very good case. So, and that's what we're looking to do. So inevitably, we're designing solutions, or proposals, should I say, rather, we're designing proposals that we would then engage with the community and seek community support, or otherwise, so we know we're taking forward the right project. But at the end of the day, we have to come up with some local levels of funding, and they, in this day and age, need to be quite significant to demonstrate to government that you've got a good case and you've got community and local support financially.
And you are really looking for the public to get behind whichever option, whether it be no option, one of the options. You really want their opinions, views. They need to come forward, basically.
This is absolutely crucial. If we go out to consultation, as we're suggesting, what we really need to do is get everybody to respond. Do not sit back and think somebody else will reply. This is about everybody replying, whether you're for it, against it, or you have a specific view. We need to know what those views are. All too often we're faced with, you know, 20% responses, even 10% responses on consultation, and trying to make a judgment on 50% or 10%, you know, it's a pointless exercise. We want to know what the vast majority of people actually believe is the right solution for their community for now and the future.